might see. Forever, you are holy. You are worthy.
And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and Monique Donnelly. In studio still. Here we are.
Still here.
But we are in studio. We've been privileged to have the time spend the last segment with Aurelio Barreto from Not of This World and C28, which is Colossians 2:8, which is what you stand for. A lot of people go, C28, what's C28? How did that come about? That's something I'd want to know, too. That's interesting.
Okay, C28, what it means is see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition rather than Christ. And, I mean, as a moral guy, I was really good at doing the right things. Yeah. And I thought that doing the right things would somehow earn me and give me peace and joy. And doing good, being a moral guy, you know, if you don't know the Lord, man, it's lonely. So
yeah. Mm.
Well, you've definitely found him. I'd love to know that experience. You were talking about, 17,000 lives have come to know the Lord through C28 and C28 and also the Not of This World clothing line, your brands. What did that do for your life when you hit that moment, when that principal was talking to you and you would share that moment and God just all of a sudden shined his light on your life before these other lives? What was that impact on your life?
Well, it was amazing because it was like I had never heard that, and, I'm 38 years old and a guy that's been all over the world, and I've never heard that Christ had paid for my sin. And I thought, well, this has got to be a secret. And, I remember calling a friend of mine. He was my very best friend, and I was like, man, you're not going to believe this. And I'm on the phone. I'm like, you're not going to believe this because my sins have been forgiven. I have hope. I have a future. I'm not walking convicted and condemned anymore. I've got this great God that loves me. And the guy's on the phone, and there's silence. And I said, are you finally there? He finally gets on the phone. He goes, man, I'm sorry because I'm your best friend. And I feel bad. I haven't told you about Jesus,
Wow.
And, I knew this guy for 10 years. And I guess we all think everyone knows Jesus. We don't.
The scripture that says is easier for a rich man easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Was that a temptation for you to when you kind of went, okay, it's not about my money, it's about my relationship with Christ? Was it hard for you to handle the way you handled business or finances?
No, I mean, you could be wealthy and you can have things and still love the Lord.
Yeah,
I mean,
right. That's right.
Your relationship with the Lord is number one. Everything else is number two.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, it wasn't like I had to do this or that. It was like, it's still me.
Right. And he's just cheering you on now, giving you wisdom on how to handle your finances.
Oh, totally. I still, I need him and I have a friend and I have somebody that when I'm lonely, I can go to. When I'm confused, I can go to. When I'm hurting, I can go to. Before that, it was just like, self-medicated with accomplishments. And, if I'm down, I'll just go buy a new car or something, It's like stupid, but that's all I knew.
Yeah. We had another guest. We actually in studio today, we were talking about how God will use whoever he wants in whatever arena he wants. In some of our realms, we have the opportunity to be around celebrities, and God wants us to be around. He wants you to be around more wealthy people and to be able to relate to them. God wants Christians in every aspect of life.
Right.
He wants us to be, willing to associate with the lowly. He wants us to be willing to associate with the celebrities. He wants us to be willing to associate with large businessmen. God calls us in every aspect of our life to surrender to him. And I just applaud you for doing that.
Yeah, the C28 brand. I'd like to know also the difficulties. Now all of a sudden it's not a, sometimes people say, oh, I've got all the money in the world, I'm just going to launch another business. And sometimes they don't think about the difficulties of launching that business, even though it's a ministry, the difficulties that goes into that. I'd love to know more about, when you start the battles that you faced, obviously, with trying to go into these malls and everything that you've done. I'd love to know that. And we are listening to Aurelio Barreto in studio at worshipfactory.net. Get online, get connected for sure. But I'd like to know that because I know that a lot of people would think, oh, that's just a slam dunk. How do I just go in there and pay my money?
Yeah, I wish it was a slam dunk. If it was a slam dunk, I wouldn't have done this. I mean, This certainly has been the most difficult business I have ever had in my life. I mean, it's extremely difficult to make ends meet. And, you know, malls, like good malls, won't let you in. I can't get into Orange County because they say, well, no, we just don't, you know.
You're a Christian.
You're about that guy. So, yeah. You know. So it's not easy.
Well, so one of the things we can do, too, on Worship Factory is support these type of ministries. And that was one of my things when I read some of your background and studying a little bit more about you. And, you know, we just assume that as business people out there that you got all the money. I can go buy my little spot at the mall and I can go buy 10 other malls and I can go out there and they're going to love me because I'm going to write a check every month. But then when you say Jesus Christ and when you put the name on it of what you're going to do, because it's now you're not in the secular world anymore. You know, now you're an outcast, really, in so many ways. And, you know, the difficulties that must be every day. You know, you're facing these battles and these demons, for lack of a better word, sometimes. The adversary that is out there is fighting you tooth and nail to keep you from doing it because, you know, the enemy knows the work that you're doing. We talk about this often as far as that goes within Worship Factory, that when you start to go out there as a Christian, it doesn't make it easy. It's not saying that, oh, it's going to just get easy now because I'm saved and God's got my back and I'm not going to go through any hurdles or struggles and financial problems and burdens and all that are gone. No, they're removed. I'm a Christian now, so everything, God's going to take care of it. But I applaud you. And again, I can't encourage you listeners at Worship Factory and online to get connected, get on board with this mission. C28 and Not of This World. Pick up a t-shirt, pick up a brand, support what this gentleman's doing. He's given it, he's risked it all and continues to risk it all for what he's doing, what God has directed him to do.
You know, you mentioned that so many lives have been touched and changed. Can you briefly share a little story or one example of that?
Yeah, a guy that was, he came into the store and this was one that I personally was just grateful enough to lead to the Lord, but a thin, thin guy and he came in, and when I started talking to him, he said, you know, I've just been driving around looking for a place to kill myself. And I'm like, well, you know what? We need to pray for you. And we began to pray over the guy. And about an hour later, he gives his life to the Lord. And we hooked him up with a Bible and you know, a couple churches and have you. But then he comes back about 2 months later, and I just happen to be in the store because I'm not in the stores all the time. And the guy's gained like 50 pounds. And I'm like, man, is that you? And he was just telling me, you know, without the Lord, I couldn't eat. I had lost my hunger. I was despondent. I was in despair. And God's given me a new life. And just to see this, you know, the color in his face and the smile and the fact that he had gained weight. I mean, he was really thin when I met him. But
you can physically see Christ's new life in him.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to KKLA. FM 99.5 on your radio dial. I want to mention that as a Christian businessman, it can be tough out there. So to our listeners that may be in business, they're a believer, maybe they're even a secular business, maybe you have some advice or encouragement for them.
Well, you got to really stay close to the Lord. And it's easy to compromise within the law. You can compromise, but to do the right thing, the things that God wants you to do, is very hard, but God honors that, you know. And God, I don't know, he's been very faithful with me. And but I can tell you it's a lot more difficult to run a business with a Christian perspective than it is in secular. Right. It just is. It's like night and day.
Yeah, you'd think it was totally opposite. I mean, as many churches and many people are that are Christian and are saved out there in the world, I mean, it's the largest sector of the population in the world.
And I think a lot of Christian businessmen don't say they're Christian because they just don't want the added burden.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the judgment.
Fortunately.
You know, but it's time to break the mold there. I mean, it's definitely, you know, what you're doing is cracking that surface. And I think every time that one of the business people rides up that way and you make a stance and you take a stance.
Yeah, great.
I mean, pick up a copy of the book, Not of This World, Aurelio Barreto. I encourage it without a doubt as far as that goes. Get on, like I say, get online, Worship Factory, get connected, see a little bit more of his bio, his background. We encourage you to do that. Get to C28 and go to the website, check him out. You know, but we are here to crack the surface and we're not going to change it overnight. We know that. But if we can make that one story that you just told about that gentleman, that one life to me, not if it's 17,000, great, but that one, if we look at just that one and start from there, that what you're doing is changing one life, that one life is worth every dollar we could ever raise.
Yes. That's amazing. Yeah, this has been a great segment. We really appreciate you coming in and being a part of our show.
Thank
it's
you.
So encouraging.
How can
to
we
hear
pray
this.
For you?
Pray that I would be strong. That, I mean, this economy is just taking takes the wind out of you. So pray that I could just be strong and that I could believe what I believe. You know that verse, God, help me with my unbelief. I do believe, help my unbelief.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, that one.
Will do.
And we have had a chance, the privilege again, to be with the Real Libretto from Not of This World and C28 on worshipfactory.net. We'll be right back with our Exposed segment and Charity Vance from American Idol. Thanks for listening.